I am Cole Felton, back from PCTV 2 years ago. I'm here with my co-host for this segment of our podcast,
Neville Jagina. Today we're going to be talking about Super Bowl 56 with the Bengals and the Rams. Now, this is quite unexpected for the Bengals. All of the predictions coming in with 3-15. All sorts of...
Yeah, no one expected the beginning of the season, no one expected the Bengals to ever make it this far. No one thought they were going to make even break 500. Considering Joe Burrow's injury last year, we didn't know if he would be back to form. And now he led his team to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So, Joe Shiesty just leading them up the ladder.
And of course, you also have to put some of the credit to rookie Ja'Marr Chase. At the time of recording, definitely rookie of the year favorite right now.
20 receptions during the playoffs for Ja'Marr Chase. Great performance.
Yeah, for almost 300 yards. And he's definitely gone off so far in these playoffs, for sure. Some of their other key receivers that we could also possibly see when it comes to the Super Bowl is T. Higgins. He was drafted in the same draft, second round, as Joe Burrow. He has 14 receptions for 209 yards and a touchdown.
Not bad at all.
Not yet. Not bad. Definitely good for when Ja'Marr Chase isn't quite performing or he's being locked up. T. Higgins is definitely a good second option.
Yeah, the Bengals offense just really likes to bounce off of each other, all playing their part, all doing good, knowing exactly what to do.
Yep, for sure. Joe Burrow with almost 850 passing yards for 4 passing touchdowns with 2 interceptions. I mean, 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Not quite the best, but
he's a rookie, second season.
No,
still very good.
Didn't get much of a rookie season, but he's definitely exceeded expectations.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially with not being able to have a full season and then coming back for a full season, absolutely dominating.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Joe Mixon, the Bengals running back, he hasn't performed much on the rushing side of the ball, probably because right now the Bengals are trying to focus more on a passing attack. But we'll look at Joe Mixon, 52 carries for 190 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. But he also is a receiving weapon with 13 receptions for 106 yards, but no touchdowns. So what do you think about Joe Mixon when it comes to in this game? In the Super Bowl, do you think they're going to try to establish a run game early, or?
Well, the Rams defense is really good with passes, you know, with all those plays against the 49ers. So I think there's going to be a decent amount of running, but there's also going to be a lot of still passes. So Joe Mixon may not get a lot of action, but he's still going to be a very key part.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the Rams defense then. We all know that the Rams defense is pretty stacked on the pass rush side with former Super Bowl MVP Von Miller and 3-time Defensive Player of the Year Aaron Donald. Right now they have combined for a total of 3.5 sacks in these playoffs,
which has been huge, especially against
quarterbacks like Jimmy G and
exactly like, yeah
and. But the problem I see here is Joe Shiesty can scramble if he needs to. He's definitely one of those quarterbacks that can pick up a first down if he's being pressured. So I feel like the Rams defense, especially in their pass rush attack, is definitely going to have to
work a little bit harder.
Yeah, come up with a game plan to stop Joe Burrow from escaping the pocket, for sure. There's also Jalen Ramsey, one of the best corners in the game, has 8 solo tackles in these playoffs. Hasn't gotten an interception, but the Rams don't need him to get an interception. They just need him to make sure he doesn't get burned. I think we'll see Jalen Ramsey probably on Ja'Marr Chase, even though he's a rookie, because Ja'Marr Chase just seems like too huge of a weapon to not have Jalen Ramsey on, especially with Ja'Marr Chase's deep ball threat. Eric Weddle got signed around the divisional game, so he's only played in 2 playoff games, but he's already made a huge impact on that Rams defense. 6 solo tackles, 7 assisted tackles. And of course, in these playoffs, they also have 3 interceptions as a team. So this is all. This has allowed them to only give up 55 points in these playoffs and only allow 800 yards.
Yeah, going back to what you said about Joe Burrow being able to scramble, we saw this kind of with the Broncos versus Panthers. You know, Cam Newton was a really good scrambler. That's what everybody thought, that the defense might not be able to get to him. But Von Miller showed up and really took down Cam Newton, so maybe he could do the same again against Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and but of course, Von Miller isn't the exact same player he was back at Super Bowl 50.
Yeah.
He's definitely a lot older, but he still is a Super Bowl MVP in my eyes, and I feel like he could still be a very key player in this game. I expect him to have at least a sack in this game, because the Cincinnati offensive line isn't that good. It definitely had some trouble when it came to Kansas City.
Yeah, they don't have many star players on their own line.
They don't have those superstar players, I really don't got much to say about that, because if the Bengals offense, even though they don't have any star offensive linemen, they're gonna have to say, okay, let's go. We need to lock up both Aaron Donald and Von Miller if we're ever going to have a chance to let Joe Shiesty throw that ball deep to Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, they're online. I mean, they've been surviving through a lot right now. So I think right now they're going to, exactly what you said. They're going to lock in, and I think they're going to perform well.
Okay, switching gears. Let's talk about the Rams offense. Matthew Stafford, over 1,000 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, and an interception in these playoffs. The only interception he threw was in the NFC title game against the 49ers. So far, he's definitely right now the better passer in the playoffs. And we also have to congratulate Matt Stafford on getting this far. This is his first Super Bowl appearance.
It really shows how good of a quarterback he is. I mean, Lions.
It really shows that if Matthew Stafford's on a good team, he definitely has the potential to win Super Bowls. And I feel like Detroit is cheering him on. I feel like all of LA is cheering him on. So I'm pretty sure everyone is rooting for Matthew Stafford
here. You can't hate Matthew Stafford.
I know. It's almost felt like his career has been wasted ever since he was drafted by the Lions. And now he has a real shot to win the Super Bowl, I think. Let's also talk about their running backs. Although the running game isn't the best part of the Rams offense, they still have some weapons. I mean, they have Sony Michel, who has Super Bowl experience with the Patriots. 24 carries, 78 yards, 0 touchdowns. I feel like since he has Super Bowl experience, they might try and play him a little bit more in this game, because remember back in the divisional round, Rams versus Buccaneers, Cam Akers, who is their second year, he got an Achilles tear back in his rookie year, and somehow is able to recover tremendously. He has 44 carries, 103 yards, but a few fumbles. They almost fumbled the game away against the Buccaneers after they were trying to run the clock out, and then Cam Akers fumbled the ball that led into a Buccaneers score. But then, of course, Matthew Stafford was able to catch fire and was able to get them into field goal range.
Yeah, another key part of this offense is Cooper Kupp.
Oh, definitely.
Seen dramatic increase since his last Super Bowl appearance, where he wasn't that great, but now he's doing so well for this Rams offense, especially with Matthew Stafford. They're kind of
definitely a better quarterback than Jared Goff ever was, especially at this point in time. And Cooper Kupp, probably going to be, at the time of the recording, probably going to be Offensive Player of the Year. No one expected Cooper Kupp to be this good at the beginning of the season. And honestly, if I had to make a guess for Super Bowl MVP right now, if Cooper Kupp has a big game, I could totally see it like a Julian Edelman kind of style. Like he goes out and has like a huge game and wins Super Bowl MVP. That or Matthew Stafford. Because those two players, they work so well together that I feel like that could be the matchup that the Bengals have to stop. They have to stop.
And then also Odell, he hasn't made it this far in the playoffs at all, and he's also new to the whole Super Bowl scene as Matthew Stafford is. So he's been doing decent this season, but will he be able to really pop off during that Super Bowl?
I guess we'll have to find out. Okay. So to end off our podcast, we are going to go over our score predictions. Neville, what is your prediction for the score of this game?
I think Rams are going to win 32-21.
32-21? Okay, I think this is going to be a relatively close game. I'm not going to go like every other sports analyst and go like, oh, 28-21. No, I think it's going to be probably going to be within a field goal, I think. It's going to be 27-24 in my eyes. Okay, that is all we have for today. Next time we see you guys, we'll be talking about the Super Bowl after the fact and the recap. Okay, thank you guys.